Joe Pruden had his brother admitted to Strong Memorial Hospital for an evaluation. Mr. Prude was released hours later, returning to Joe Prude's home, where he seemed to have calmed down. But then he asked for a cigarette, and when his brother rose to get one, he bolted out the back door, barely dressed. Joe Prude called the police, giving a description of what his brother had been wearing. White tank top, black long johns, no shoes, no coat, and saying he seemed to be under the influence of PCP. He told an officer that he feared Daniel may have run towards the sound of an approaching train to possibly try to hurt himself again. As they spoke, a call came over the officer's radio. There's a male at the location with blood all over him, telling the complainant he's sick and not wearing clothes, a dispatcher announced. Joe Prude, hearing the call, said, "That's my brother." Body camera footage shows officers arriving at 3:16 a.m. near downtown Rochester, their headlights illuminating a naked Mr. Prude in the roadway. The police believe he had broken a store window with a brick, and minutes later had stopped a passing tow truck driver and told him he had the coronavirus. An officer stepped out of his police vehicle, pointed a taser at Mr. Prude, and ordered him to get to the ground. Mr. Prude immediately obeyed, lying face down and spread eagle. He did not resist as officers handcuffed him behind his back. He alternately demanded officers get off me while imploring, "In Jesus Christ, I pray," at one point asking for money and another for a gun. Officers could be heard chuckling in the background until Mr. Prude grew more agitated. "Give me your gun, I need it," all the while remaining sitting.